Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Well, after the show last night when everybody got home, you probably saw the news out of New Hampshire, where the suspect in the Brown University mass shooting and the murder of an MIT professor was found in a storage facility dead with a self-inflicted gunshot wound believed to be to the head. He has been identified as Claudio Valenti, 48 years old.
48-year-old Portuguese national.
Yep.
Motive? Now that we know this is also connected to the MIT professor's murder?
So he went to Brown University back in the day.
Okay.
Was a graduate student at Brown University. Also went to college with the professor from MIT who was murdered in Portugal.
Both studied physics and are believed to have known each other.
Correct. He left the United States, re-entered the United States on a visa in 2017, and presumably has been here ever since. He attended Brown in the early 2000s as a PhD student studying physics before he withdrew in 2003, according to the university. It is unclear why he opened fire at Brown University some 22 years after he left. Says one investigator, why Brown? I think that's a mystery. I don't think we have any idea why now or why Brown, why these students, why this classroom that is really unknown to us. He had been casing the university since the day after Thanksgiving.
My goodness. Did you also hear that according to the affidavit, there is one man, John Doe, that they are hailing as the individual who provided law enforcement with just enough information so that they could figure out who the shooter was, right? They will not comment on whether that person will receive the $50,000 reward. There's a whole lot of barking about that on social media.
Is this the person of proximity?
I don't know if it's the same person that they were saying was the homeless man who thought he looked odd and then provided the license plate number, but it came down to one witness. Who saw something and called.
Okay.
This just in 9 minutes ago from the Associated Press, after pushback and pushback and pushback, The Department of Justice has started releasing the long-awaited files tied to Jeffrey Epstein's sex trafficking investigation.
So they will not be releasing all of them today. Todd Blanche, the deputy attorney general, was on Fox News this morning. He said they plan to release hundreds of thousands of pages of files today, but this will not be all of the files that they are being ordered to release. Those will follow in the days and weeks ahead. He said they we just haven't had enough time to go through them and redact. A number of people in Congress are saying they are expecting heavily redacted documents. Heavily redacted.
Also breaking today, accused killer Nick Reiner is described as calm and in a daze after his parents' murders. And a source with direct knowledge is telling TMZ a couple of things today, Scott. There is no, oh my gosh, what have I done, reeling in grief, that he's just foggy in no small part due to his medical condition. What medical condition, you may ask? They are reporting that in the weeks leading up to the murders, he had been diagnosed with schizophrenia.
There it is.
And was, quote, out of control. One source characterized him as erratic and dangerous. They are saying he was in a facility that is $70,000 per month.
Oh, my word.
They had adjusted his medications. He was still abusing other substances. And then for whatever reason, he gets kicked loose back to mom and dad, 78 and 68 years old.
Or they took him out to go to that holiday party because they didn't want him to be alone, and which then, has
and
been
then
reported.
This happens. And so we will come back to that story at another time. If $70,000 a month isn't enough to stop something like this and get somebody help, God help all of us.
And drug-induced schizophrenia is very common among high-level chronic users.
But I think to Dana's point, I mean, when you
he's going to plead not guilty by reason of insanity.
Of course he is, and he might get off on
he's
that.
He's going to have a fairly strong case.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But you can't help people who don't want help.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, that is a fact. You know, when I got sober, I lost track of how many times people said, you can't do this for Sarah. You can't do it for you can't do it for your mom. You can't do it for anybody. If you don't do it for yourself, it won't stick. And that's a fact.
And Dana, to your point about the $70,000 rehab, from what we know, these activities have been going on potentially for over a decade, maybe 15 years.
Into his teenage years.
You fry that many brain cells, there is no return.
Okay, but plenty of people in America are schizophrenic. Dare I say, plenty of people who are schizophrenic self-medicate and do other substances. Mm-hmm. They're not all homicidal maniacs.
And he probably, in any given moment of any given day, is not, was not, and will not be in the future a homicidal maniac. Something triggered him that evening, whatever
it
was.
And I'm just spitballing here. I have no idea what the conversation was between Rob and Nick Reiner at Conan O'Brien's party. Could it be, again, speculation, that Dad was telling him, you're messed up, we're going back to rehab.
Yep.
You're going for your 18th rehab. 18th.
Well, keep in mind, the 17 number came from an interview back in 2015.
Right. With him.
But I'm telling you right now, as somebody who's been to rehab, I would rather, if given my druthers, send my kid, if God forbid I had to send them to rehab, send them to one like I went to, which was $6,000 for a month. $6,000 is what it cost. And, you know, it's not highfalutin. The food was really good. I'll give you that. The company was really good. I really enjoyed the people I was in there with. But it wasn't this high class, you're treated like a king while you're trying to get recovered kind of place. That's not where you want to go. You don't want to go to these $70,000 a month places. You want to go where somebody's going to tell you, listen, this is the bottom. It's over. You need to pull yourself back up. Not somebody who's going to kiss your butt and, You know, oh, you're Rob Reiner's kid.
Is it possible, Scott, that by that point your brain is so fried?
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Can you reverse illicit drug-induced schizophrenia? I don't know the answer to that question.
You cannot regenerate that many brain cells.
So there's a term, and I was talking to somebody in the same situation that I'm in earlier today, and the term wet brain came up. Are you guys familiar with what wet brain is? Wet brain is when you have drank so much alcohol in your life, okay? You have burned so many brain cells. Even when you get sober, Sam, will you look up wet brain and just read me like the first two or three lines? You are still not there. You're not there. You talk really slowly. It's difficult. I know a couple of people who have wet brain. And you are sober, but the effects of years and years of just chronic alcohol abuse cannot be reversed. That's correct.
Wet brain is the colloquial term for a syndrome that I cannot pronounce. It's a severe brain disorder from a lack of thiamine, which is vitamin B1, most often due to chronic alcohol abuse, leading to confusion, memory loss, coordination problems, vision issues, and potentially permanent brain damage or death if it goes untreated.
Correct.
Treatment involves immediate thiamine therapy. Thiamine? I don't know. Nutritional support, and of course, sobriety.
So it is possible for someone like him who clearly had drug issues, if you have to go to rehab 17 times, where he has maybe fried his brain so bad that there's no coming back. No coming back. Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. 586-7798. Don't forget, we are doing Festivus Friday. Right after the 5 o'clock news, that is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Story here from the New York Post. Tim Saunders, who is the play-by-play announcer for the Philadelphia Flyers, well, he blew it live on air. The Flyers play-by-play man was suspended by the team today after an unfortunate hot mic moment during the third period of yesterday's broadcast of a game against the Sabres.
Sometimes the Flyers get a sense of urgency when they're playing from behind. Now they're going to take the TV timeout. We'll take it as well. Seven gone in the third. It's 3-2 Buffalo on the Philadelphia Flyers broadcast network. Pump it up, it up, it up, it up.
Wait for it.
While you're down there, would you mind?
I think we're still on the air, Tim. No, we're not, are we?
Hate to break it to you, Tim, but yes,
think
you
we're
are
still on the air, Tim.
Indeed, still on the air.
By the
brother.
Way, that was his analyst, ex-Flyer player Todd Fedoruk, and said, "I think we're still on the air, Tim." To which Saunders replied, "No, we're not. Are we? Are we? Do you have us? Talk to me." Indeed, they were still on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Sam, just for good measure, one more time, please.
Yeah.
While you're down there, would you mind?
I think we're still on the air, Tim.
I think you're fired, Tim.
No, we're not, are we?
Okay.
Said the Flyers, we are aware of the inappropriate comment made during last night's radio broadcast.
It's not often that we have something so bad that I have to bleep out multiple
the
words.
The entire thing.
So if you want to know what he said, or if you haven't come to the conclusion of what he said yet,
we're good.
Look it up on your own.
We're good.
Yeah. We're not going to help you.
Nope.
The Flyers went on to say, these remarks do not reflect the standards of conduct or values we expect from anyone associated with our organization.
Let alone
while
one with
you're
a
down
mic.
There, would you mind?
Yeah.
We take this matter very seriously, and we sincerely apologize to our listeners, fans, and all those affected by these comments. Saunders, who is 60, has been a game voice for the Flyers since 1997.
Okay. We have breaking news.
Still on the air, Tim.
I apologize, but we have to get to this because we have a guest coming on for you in the next segment here. The Kansas City Business Journal, this is breaking this afternoon, reports Lockton will, in fact, leave the Plaza for Leawood.
Okay. The border war is now a nuclear war.
It is now DEFCON 1. Lockton announced today, the Kansas City Business Journal is reporting that its 1,500 area employees will decamp from Valencia Place on the Country Club Plaza for a new, bigger headquarters in Leawood's Hallbrook North. Move is expected to happen in 2030. Gloves
they're
are
off. They're off.
Off.
I can still remember many years ago, and I can't remember who the mayors were, between Overland Park, it may have been the governors involved as well, but there was an actual ceasefire, if you will. We're gonna stop trying to poach. They even put up billboards: two cities, one city,
one town.
Yeah, two states, one city. That's what it was: two states, one city. And there was this. I don't think it really worked, obviously. But there was this effort to kind of calm down the fire about, you know, Missouri coming over and poaching stuff from Kansas, Kansas going over and poaching stuff from Missouri. And they had this big news conference, and we're gonna tap it down a little bit. Yep.
Now you go first. You go first with the tapping it
My
down.
My God. I mean, it is out of, but let's be honest.
Well, and it's one more, you know, the Plaza does not need to be in the business of losing tenants right now.
Not big ones like that. It was described in the Kansas City Star yesterday, Lockton was, as a, quote, anchor tenant.
Oh, yeah, of course it is.
Yeah.
Can the legacy get worse for our leadership on the Missouri side of the state
line? It's not been a good week, Sam. It has not been a good week.
It's been a dumpster fire.
It's been bad. I mean, talk about losing the Royals and the Chiefs, and that seems more likely than not now.
Yeah.
Lockton just now confirmed, we out. We're done. And now what is Missouri doing in retaliation? Who do they come after? Asperia?
Yeah, sure. Sure.
You think Asperia is leaving?
They're not in any position whatsoever.
They might not have a choice.
No, they're not in any position whatsoever to steal anyone's business right now. They are in the middle of trying to put out a 5-alarm fire.
Mm-hmm.
There's no time to be farming from other people. They've got to do what they can in the next 3 days to try and save the Chiefs. I don't think it's going to happen.
Now, in fairness to the state of Kansas, it was not too long ago, and this ended up being a failed endeavor where Kansas City, Missouri came after Nordstrom's at Oak Park Mall. And Nordstrom's was like, yeah, we're ready to come over. We'll do it. No problem. Now, that deal fell through. So we can go back and try to figure out who fired the first shot. And I don't know where you draw the line on, here's where we're going to start. This is the one move where everybody decided to take the gloves off. Was it Nordstrom? Was it even earlier before that? I remember when Cerner was headquartered at the Legends, and then they were headquartered out at Bannister Mall.
See, but those negotiations are nothing compared to what's been going on involving the teams. I think the teams were the big ramp up.
Mm. Let me jump on here real quick. Hey, Pastor, can you hang on for just a second? We got to take a real quick commercial break.
Sure.
Okay. Good friend, Pastor Adam Hamilton. He will join us on the other side of a quick break here on Dana and Parks. Well, next week, of course, is the Christmas holiday season, and we are thrilled to bring in a good friend of the program with Resurrection Church, Pastor Adam Hamilton. Pastor, welcome.
Hey, Pastor.
Thanks for joining us.
Hey, guys. Good to be with you today. Thanks for having me.
Good to hear from you. I love that you guys reached out and said, hey, can we chat for a little bit? And I thought, you know what? We're heading into the holiday week next week. Let's do it. And one of the things I told Scott during a break, Pastor, is that it feels like it's a really, really heavy time right now. I've been in the news business 30 years, and I tell all of my friends and my children to turn off the news. And so I guess, how do you square that going into the holiday season? And certainly our Jewish friends are already celebrating. Everyone just seems so divided.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, it's so interesting. You know, the Christmas story happened in a time that was not so dissimilar. I mean, it was a dark time. You had people, you know, Jesus and Mary and Joseph are making their way to Bethlehem because of a census. They get there. There's no place to stay. They end up staying in a stable, a barn that was underground, probably a cave. That's how the church remembers it. And it was a pretty dark time. There was, you know, Roman soldiers everywhere. And yet in the middle of that, you know, I love the angelic announcement, the messenger from God who came to the shepherds and said, behold, we bring you good news of great joy for all people. And I feel like that's part of what we focus on at Christmas. Like, in the midst of the darkness, there is light. In the midst of feeling sometimes hopeless, there's always hope. And you know, then we look at Jesus and we say, Christians look at Jesus and say, you know, he's a picture of the fact that there's a God in the heavens who cares about us and loves us. And so I think part of what we find is naturally in the holidays, we get a little down. Days get shorter, nights get longer. And we have sort of pictures of how the world is supposed to be, and it doesn't measure up. But the Christmas story is, in the midst of those times, there is hope, and there is a God who loves us, and we are called to love one another. And so that's so I'm excited about it. Actually, I feel like when we feel dark and feel like this, we really need Christmas.
Great point. This is a time where people tend to get seasonal affective disorder. There's less sunlight. Dana and I leave work every night, and it is pitch black outside. Is there any chance we can move Christmas to the summertime?
No, I don't think so. I think it's there to stay.
One of the things I've always loved about you, Pastor, is that you welcome people of all faiths and all beliefs. And I think it's a good time just to remind everybody that, you know, no matter what you believe, if you are, you know, pick any faith, I think, you know, deep down we are all good and we all want the same things in life. I hate that religion seems to divide us more than unite us.
Yeah, and I don't think it's supposed to be that way. I think faith should unite us. And you know what's interesting? So like after the shooting in Australia last week, you know, the first thing I did when I saw the news was reach out to several of the local rabbis and say, I want you to know we care about you. Our congregation stands with you and we're with you. And every year at Christmas Eve, we have people who show up who are of other faiths, people who are of no faith, atheists, agnostics, Buddhists, Hindus. We have last year, you know, every year we have Muslims who are there. We have Jews who show up. It's like, we just love coming to see what you're doing. This is like a really, there's something special and meaningful here, you know, and the message usually speaks to us, even if, you know, even if we're not sure that we believe in Jesus the same way you do, we find the message still speaks to us. Anyway, it's, you're right. It's when, and again, I think, so my message on Christmas Eve this year is tied into the Christmas Carol, O Holy Night. I'm sure you guys know that song, but you get to the last verse and it's like, surely he taught us to love one another. And, you know, talking about this infant whose birth we celebrate, and, you know, you get to the Last Supper in his life and he says, this is my commandment that you love one another. And it's not that complicated, really. You know, we have no room to allow our faith to lead us to dislike other people. It's called, you know, it calls us to love them. Even if we don't agree, we can still love people we disagree with. And I think that's also part of what we need right now in this very divided time.
I find it fascinating, Pastor Hamilton, that you have other people from different faiths, whether they're Muslim or Jewish or Hindu, come to visit your church. And everyone in Kansas City, of course, is familiar with resurrection. Are you prone to do the same thing?
To visit other churches or other faith communities?
Yeah, like a synagogue or a mosque?
Absolutely. So I'm not often, usually because I'm pretty busy here. But a couple of years ago when one of the mosques near us was, you know, somebody'd spray painted something on their sign and you know, made some threatening words. I showed up at Friday prayers. And, you know, it was a number of them knew who I was, who I am. And they were like, would you come and say something? And I said, well, I showed up here just to say, I care about you and our congregation cares about you. And there's no place for people to be harassing you or harming you. I've been to the synagogues, you know, usually once a year I'm at one of the synagogues. Sometimes I preach there. I've done sermon series with rabbis before. Rabbi Aaron Emetoff, when he was at Congregation B'nai Yehuda, he and I did a sermon series together that went to both of our congregations. I mean, you know, we see some things differently, but we see a lot of things the same. And I have several of the area rabbis are dear friends of mine that I deeply love and appreciate. I always tell them I'm a better Christian when I hang out with you, and I hope you're a better Jew when you hang out with me.
I love it. Hey, is it true you guys are having like 40-some services? What is the number?
So, yeah, I'm not certain. I think I've got the numbers here. Let's see. We have 42 in-person services.
Wow.
And,
how are you going to be able to stand up after that?
Yeah, well, I won't be doing all those. So the way that works is we have 9 locations in Kansas City, and some of these were churches that, you know, had approached us and said, could we become a part of, you know, your network or part of your church? And some of them we started, you know, from scratch in areas, but we have 9 locations in Kansas City and one in Mason, Ohio, actually. And so the sermons will be, I'm preaching the same sermon at all of them, but by video, most of them. Here at the Leawood location, I will be preaching, I think, 10 of the services live. And so that starts Sunday night at 5 o'clock, and then we go to Tuesday night, 5 and 7, and then Wednesday, Christmas Eve, it's 10 in the morning for children, a children's service, 3, 5, 7, 9, and 11. I get done about 12:30 in the morning, and I feel like I'm about to fall over.
Yeah.
But there's also, it's just so beautiful and so powerful that, you know, I get to that end and I'm like exhausted and I'm like, but I think I could do 3 more. I really couldn't, but it's just such a powerful experience. And it's hard to express, but when you're standing there in this room and you turn all the lights off and you start to pass the candlelight, you sing Silent Night and all these people holding up their candlelight, singing Silent Night and then Joy to the World. And it's just like, it's just magic. It's something really remarkable.
Pastor, I was reading a story not too long ago and tell me if you're finding this to be true. that organized religion for a long time was starting to fall off. It was losing its popularity, especially with younger people. But in recent years, it's slowly starting to gain some of it back. Is that true?
Yes, it is true. I don't know that that's true everywhere, but, you know, I was telling my team this the other day. You know, I look around on Sundays. I'm meeting more and more younger people who are showing up. This morning, I was had in my office here a junior, I think he's a junior in college, a really bright kid. And he just had a lot of theological questions and wanted to talk. And, it, you know, so I'm finding on Sundays, I look around, I see more children there. I see more families that are there. And it's you know, there's the turning back. I think there's people saying, you know what, I'm searching for something. I'm looking for answers. I'm looking for hope. I'm looking for something to, you know, build my life on. And I think, you know, in a lot of churches, they find a place that says you're welcome here, questions and all. That's what we tell people. This is a place for people who are thoughtful people, critical thinkers, where you can come and you can ask questions. You can have doubts. And we're going to share with you our, you know, the faith the best way we can, a way that speaks to your head and your heart. And then I think people know we're going to be a church that's going to try to turn people to serving the community and the world.
Pastor, I'm curious. Sorry to interrupt you. I beg your pardon.
No.
I'm curious, when you talk about the questions that younger people have or doubts that they have, what is the number one question or doubt that you hear? Yeah.
Well, this is interesting. I did a survey on this a couple of years ago and wrote a book called Wrestling with Doubt, Finding Faith. And they're the seven, you know, the seven things that people wrestle with are pretty much the same. And they haven't changed that much, actually, over the, you know, they're the same ones from 20 or 30 years ago. But this young man in my office today, he was asking these exact same questions I wrote this book about. You know, it starts with the hardest one is how do we explain bad things happening if there's a good and loving God? And you know, then it goes into, for some of them, why are my prayers not answered? Or often it's questions about the Bible, like, you know, how literally do we have to read it? How do we make sense of these things? You know, some passages that seem harsh or unjust, and what do we do with those? And, you know, so it's those kind of questions that people wrestle with. And you know, I find, like with this young man, we had a great conversation when we were done. He's like, man, it's really helped me to be able to to talk to somebody about this, you know, and not, you know, and my job wasn't to, you know, it wasn't to preach at him. It was just to let him share his questions and say, and here's my approach. It's like, okay, I'm 61 years old. I've been thinking about this for a long time. And here are the best answers I have. And maybe these might be helpful to you. And, what, you know, and I think he found they were.
What is your answer to someone who asks you, why do bad things happen to good people?
Well, that would require me to have about an hour of your time today, which I wish I could. But I will say, and you know, I've written a couple of books on this, one called Why, Making Sense of God's Will. So in a nutshell, I'm going to say there's three broad categories of suffering that happen in the world. Some are natural disasters. And so, you know, the scientists help us understand, why do earthquakes happen? Why are there tornadoes? What happens in our, you know, why are there wildfires? All these things. So we have explanations for those things. And what we don't believe, what I don't believe, is that God is causing all those things to happen. They are part of what happens on our planet. We live on a planet that, you know, that part of what it requires to sustain life here is the fact that, you know, that there is a way of the planet cooling itself, which has to do with both weather patterns as well as magma. It's a complex question of, you know, what happens in terms of why there are earthquakes. But we have explanations for that. When it comes to sickness and illness or, you know, genetic mutations, this young man's father right now is wrestling with cancer. And it's like, our scientists can explain that. We don't think this is God's will. If we thought it was God's will, we wouldn't get treatment. But we know, you know, we don't believe it's God's will. But these are our human bodies. They're amazing, but they're also subject to illness sometimes. Yeah. And then the last one is really just the decisions we make. You know, we sometimes make bad decisions. Other people make bad decisions. We, you know, we pay the price for people who end up doing things that are harmful to one another. And we see that in the world around us. What happened in Australia and, you know, I don't look at any of those things and think this is God's will. In fact, the Bible is so clear. We're not supposed to hurt each other. We're supposed to love each other. But, you know, most of what we find in the world where there's suffering has to do with human beings not doing what the scripture calls us to do, but instead doing what harms other people.
Pastor, and only because I'm comfortable asking you these questions, I just love our conversations. I gifted our producer, Sam, a manger the other day, but one of the wise men is missing. And the one of the arms had broken off the baby Jesus. Is it okay for him to still display that?
I think you are fine.
Thank you.
That manger scene.
Pastor, she left out a few things. Joseph didn't have any feet. Another wise man didn't have a head or feet. There was no angel.
They went through two moves, Pastor.
You know, Dana, you might need to pony up and get a nicer manger set for your, you know, nativity set for your friend.
I'm on the search for a replacement baby Jesus, Pastor. Yes.
Well, Pastor, we'll leave you with this, and Merry Christmas in advance. Somebody said something to me the other day that I found so profound and true. They said to me, there is a God, and thankfully I'm not it.
Yes. Yeah, that's true. That's exactly right. We are not God, and that's part of what the Christmas story reminds us of too. And I want to just say this before I get off the phone, and I got to go too. But you know, I look at the world we live in, which often looks there's darkness, but there's also, you know, pride and arrogance and a whole lot of things you see. And then I see this child who was born, who Christians believe is our King, the King of Kings, and he comes in humility. You know, he comes to experience the pain of other people. He spends most of his time with the down and out and the hurting. I mean, the call just before I was with you was with a guy who's in jail right now, you know, and just reminding him, look, Christ comes for people like you. He cares about you. I called you to a video call to the jail. Said I called you just to say, I know how much he loves you and I love you too. And that's, you know, that's such a different picture than the arrogance or pridefulness we find in sometimes our leaders and sometimes, you know, the way we, you know, the world that we live in. And just to say that, you know, there is a God who loves, and he's come to us and said, you matter to me. And so anyway, I want to encourage your listeners, anybody, whether you're a Christian or not, check out going to church somewhere. And we're on TV all over Kansas. We got like 5 times we're on television or online or any of our services. But it's, you know, USA Today a number of years ago said we were one of the 10 best places to spend Christmas Eve in America. And I'd love to invite people, if they don't have a church home, to check us out. And if they do, go to your church. Go to your church where you're at but enjoy Candlelight Christmas Eve.
Pastor, Merry Christmas, and thank you so much for your time as always. Be
Merry
well.
Merry Christmas. I appreciate you guys so much. You're just terrific. Have a great day.
All right, you do the same. Pastor Adam Hamilton with Resurrection. We will be doing the airing.
He says
of
you can keep the armless baby Jesus, and I'm glad
no,
he did.
No, he also said that you need to go out and get him a new one is what he's. That's what I heard.
That's what I heard, too.
913-586-7798.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Cheeseburger in Paradise. Yes, please. Don't mind if we do.
May you rest in peace.
I know what I didn't tell you today.
Oh?
I went to the eye doctor for the first time in such a long time.
Didn't see that coming.
Get out. Get out. Right. That was so bad. That was beneath you.
Do you know your eyeballs are the only place anywhere in a human body where they can look in and see the blood vessels without opening you up?
Yes, because your pupil is actually a hole.
She was showing me all the little vessels. I do not have glaucoma. Thank you very much. I do not have high blood pressure. I do not have diabetes. She told me all of those things looking at my eyes.
You have constipation.
I cannot see about 6 inches in front of me.
Did she read the list of things you don't have because it was shorter?
We are going to focus on that in the new year. But yeah, it was good. It's just they had an opening at the end of the year. I don't think I've been to an eye doctor in like 5 years.
Why did you go to the eye doctor?
Because it's getting clear to me that in the last year, 2 years, it's getting harder and harder to see up close. Mm. I am 2015, if you must know. I'm going to get some glasses. What I'm going to do.
You're done with the cheaters, eh?
Done with the readers. Time for a prescription. Wheels are falling off right in front of you.
Man,
guys.
They are. This cart is
You guys are on the struggle bus.
I'm doing just fine.
Okay.
No, I have turned over a new leaf. I had gotten lazy. I had got concerned about gaining a couple of pounds, eating healthier all of a sudden, and working out again. I had taken a long break from working out. Part of that was the new dog. Part of it was just me being lazy.
Yeah, sounds like an excuse.
They were excuses, He's Sam. I'm not disputing
but you're
that.
You're addressing it like I'm addressing my eyesight.
I'm down 5 pounds this week alone.
Good for you.
I'm very proud of you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, smart Alex. Next month, Christie's is christening America's 250th birthday with its largest Americana Week ever. The 9-sale, 700-lot extravaganza will feature treasures like a signed copy of the Emancipation Proclamation.
Wow.
The contract that created Apple and a George Washington portrait that inspired the dollar bill. They expect that one's going to go for about $1 million.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
The portrait that was the template for the dollar.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yep. It was painted by American artist Gilbert Stuart. It was commissioned by James Madison. No one painted Washington as prolifically as Stuart. Quote, Washington was famously not fond of sitting for artists. Did not know that. In 1794, Stuart solicited a letter of introduction to Washington from Chief Justice John Jay. And that is how the painting ended up becoming created. And you see it every day when you open your wallet and pull out a $1 bill.
That could be yours if you win the Powerball Saturday night.
$1.5 billion.
I got my ticket.
WeFS is Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. That is in 1 hour from now. That is brought to you by Q39 Championship Barbecue Pit to Plate. Go to Q39KC.com. The news is next.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.